Signed, this is Lourdes. How could I help you?
Hi, Lourdes. It's Tina from Local Splash. I guess he had trouble transferring the call, so he asked me to call you.
Yes, yes. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing?
Finally doing a little bit better. My mother-in-law emergency surgery on her eye because she had an infection.
Oh,
from a
cat. No.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been since May that she's been in pain, and it just kept getting worse, and they were just giving drops, and it wasn't, you know, apparently she was developing an infection in the eye, and it was a bad infection. So.
Oh, no. How's she doing now that it's done, the surgery?
Yeah, she's feeling a little bit better, and we have to go back tomorrow now to see how, you know, everything is responding to what they did. So hopefully it'll continue in the right direction.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. It sounds like she's been through enough already, you know.
Goodness, you have no idea. And she's 83 years old, you know. It's not like she, you know, like... So it's a lot. It's a lot.
They're so resilient. Good for her. Sounds like she's in good shape, huh?
Yeah. I mean, she's getting back and, you know, like she's recovering because they gave a lot of medication that made her feel very drained. So she wasn't able to walk. You know, it was just like a process trying to get her to, and then she had no appetite, so she didn't want to eat. And it's just been, you know, a lot of bumps in the road. But
Well, I'll definitely keep her in my prayers that her appointment tomorrow goes well. You know, she needs to have some good news after all she's been through, you know.
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I wanted to let you know the reason the account canceled is that you and I had talked about doing the activation budget for, I think it was like $726. And because of that, I told you I would help you out and I would put a service credit on here for the August 18th payment. But since that, $726 never processed and there was no payment for August 18th, it was kind of like a double failed payment. And that's why it deactivated. So if you want to activate just the $129 portion, I could collect that. Or you could do the $726 and then I would put on here to start the Google Guaranteed Leads. And remember, you and I talked about there were two lead credits. I talked to that department, the head of that department, his name is Perry, about those two leads. And he said that we can't apply those credits until Google applies it, so they would be on your next invoice. So the next invoice for the Google Guaranteed would have the two leads credited back on it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So 726 or 129, right? Hold on just a second.
Exactly. Yeah, if it's 726, I can still do the service credit for that 818 payment. So it would reactivate everything, not just the Google Guaranteed, but the entire program. But if you can just do the 129, I understand. I'll just do that and you could do the Google Guaranteed budget when you can, you know.
Right. Okay. Let me check with Aaron. Give me just a quick second. Let me go ask him.
Yeah, I'll wait for you. No problem. Take your time. Okay.
I'm trying to find my notes, like from when we last spoke, like there were some things that we needed to kind of clarify or what was it that they were going to do some adjustments to the account? Now I don't remember, to be honest with you. Let me see if I find.
Let's see.
I'll there
go
was, like,
on to my notes from last we spoke.
Let me see if I can find. I wrote it down. Thank you. Okay, and I'm sure that the credits was one of them, because that's something that we were trying to apply to, you know, to that, so that it would be a little bit less. So I guess that's one of the things, but I think there was something else.
There's something here about, she mentioned they have an app that helps block spam calls. She asked how they'll be able to identify if the calls are from our campaign. She informed you our call tracking number should be the one registered on the caller ID. Client has some questions with Google Guaranteed. Let's see. I don't see any further revisions other than the one where it said that when you called in, you said you couldn't find colorful design on the first five pages. So right. They had offered to bump up the weekly post to 3 times a week rather than just once a week. So let me just see if that's been applied. Oh, yeah, it has been. Because it says that they've been doing...
Mm-hmm. No, we were always on the three times a week. That's why I was kind of weird.
Yeah, it says here 3 times a week. That's what, or maybe she just put as a reminder that we're doing weekly posts, because that's the maximum we do is 3 times a week. So maybe she just put 3 times a week because that's what we're doing currently. Let me look at your Google business page, because the one thing you guys can do is to work on getting some more 5-star ratings here and there, because with those fresh posts constantly taking place, and you're doing excellent in that department. You have 68 reviews. So, you know, excellent, excellent job there. Let me just see. Your freshest review was 3 weeks ago, 1 month ago, 2 months. So that's good. You're getting them consistently coming in 3 months ago, 5 months. That's what I like to see. I don't like it when somebody will have like 25-star ratings in like 1 or 2 days and then nothing since. But it looks like yours have been consistent throughout. So, you know, whatever you're doing there, you know, whether it's the review generator email, you know, or the link that you send out, whatever it is, you're doing a great job.
Perfect. I found my little paper. Let me see
good.
If I understand.
Yeah, kind of review it and see.
Okay. I think that's okay. So the only other thing that I see on here was that we were changing to full exterior painting only, and narrowing it down to Davie, Pembroke Pines, Weston, and Miramar.
Okay. Okay, and then also you said exterior painting only?
Right. Full exterior painting only.
So I'll look at the keywords. I just put that in for my reference. The keywords on the Google business page would probably not be applicable to this, because you can put whatever keywords you want and it's still the same price, you know, for the $129 monthly, unless you only do exterior painting. But are you talking about for the Google guaranteed leads to run those for full exterior painting only, because those are the higher paying jobs?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that revision isn't going to take place until the activation budget of 726 is paid, because right now the Google guaranteed leads are turned off. And when you talked to us back then, they were turned off also, right? So as soon as they turn on, you know, the notes have already been sent. I see it, let's see. I think you had Google paid ads before too, because there was a note that I put in here back from 2022. Clients are reducing ads to 100 once paid. Do these ads only. Davie, Weston, Coral Springs, West Miramar, and West Pine. So what I would do now is once the leads are turned back on, I would tell them Davie, Pembroke Pines, Weston, and Miramar only. That way your budget will stretch out farther for those areas that you're wanting to target, and also for full exterior painting only. So, you know, if it were me, Lourdes, I would reactivate this for the 726, and because you'll get, you know, all of the program reinstated, but also they'll turn those leads back on. And with these revisions, though, your leads are going to be, you know, already Google guaranteed, as you know, sends quality leads because they're exclusive. They're not being sold to five or six other people, right? So you have a higher chance of converting them. But now they would be more in like your high-end category because, you know, we would make those revisions.
Right. And the areas that you mentioned, you said, could you tell me what you show right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, this was back from 2022, though. I put a note in here in 2022. Clients are reducing ads to 100 once paid. These ads only are Davie, Weston, Coral Springs, West Miramar, and West Pine. So I have to look here back at 2022 and see if I was talking about Facebook ads or Google ads, because I would have sent that revision over at the time. So let's see. Back in 2022, you had, oh yeah, you had Google ads on here, the pay-per-click. So the difference between the Google guaranteed and the Google paid ads is the paid ads are pay-per-click. And the Google guaranteed are pay per lead.
Right. Okay. Okay. Can you hang on for just a quick second?
Of course. I'll wait for you. Take your time. Yes, okay, hi.
So thanks for holding. I was talking to Aaron, and he just wants to do the 129. He's
okay.
He feel that, you know, that we got a lot of leads from the Google guarantee. Like, it just didn't seem, not even one, you know, like there was nothing from it. You know, he doesn't want to do that this month. So
no problem. At least we'll get your other package up to speed. You know what I mean? And when he's ready to do it, you know, remember, I can still put a 129 service credit on there for a later date to help you out. And then also, you have those two lead credits coming. So when they do turn the leads back on, let's say they turn it on, you know, September 15th, for example, you probably wouldn't have another Google guaranteed bill till like maybe November, because with that 129 credit and then the credit for the two leads, it'll probably take like 2 months before you even get another bill on it, you know? So I'll put a note in here that you and I discussed that, just so that when he's ready, you know what I mean, we can apply it at the time. And then for the 129, should we use the same card that we have on file, or will it be a different one?
Yes, the same one that's on file.
Okay, so let me get your authorization, and you will be good to go. Oh, it says insufficient funds. Let me see. It's a MasterCard ending in 3758.
3758, okay. Mm-hmm. Tina? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do this one. I'm going to give you this other card like for one time, but leave the other one on file if you could.
Sure. Give me 1 second here. I just have to copy it and put it in a side window so that after we do the one-time payment, I can go back and put this one back in. So 1 second here. So this one has an expiration of 5/26 and then 4/30 on the back. So 5/26 and then 4/30. Okay, so I'll put that back in once we do the one-time payment. So go ahead with the one-time payment.
Sure. It's 5/4/25.
Okay.
3/9/50.
Okay.
8/3/04.
Got it.
5/6/66.
5/6/66. Okay, expiration?
4/30.
And then the code?
739.
739, okay.
Uh-huh.
So let me do the one-time authorization for 129, and then I'll go back and put the other. Okay, so that went through, so you're good to go there. Now I'm going to enter the other one back, ending in 3758.
Okay.
And I'm going to make sure that it all sticks. So May of 26 and then 4/30. Okay, good. So that other card is back on file for future billings. And right now you are paid in full all the way until September 18th. Do you want me to cancel the Google guaranteed portion of it altogether, or do you want to keep it on there and maybe, you know, do the activation budget at a later time?
Yeah, let's not, you know, close it out completely.
Okay.
We can, yeah, and let's see if maybe in a couple months, you know, like for we can review that again.
That sounds good. Okay. Yeah, I think that with those revisions that you're discussing, that you'll get much more solid leads doing it that way. Sometimes people get excited when they turn them on and they just want to take, you know, anything and everything. But when the bill comes and they see how much they're paying, they're like, man, I wish I would have done it just for installs, or like you guys, just for outside painting, for full exterior, you know. So when you make those modifications, you'll get the higher end jobs, and it'll make sense to pay for the lead as opposed to taking on any job, and then, you know, sometimes you don't make as much capital on it, you know what I mean, and that doesn't make sense. So
right.
Yeah, so I'll leave it on there, and when and if you're ready, you can call in, but in the meantime, at least your account is good to go. So thank you for updating that, Lourdes, and have a really great rest of your week, too, and I hope everything goes well with your mother-in-law.
Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.